It's Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. Political action committees, or PACs, are free from donation limits and have been pouring millions of dollars into the race for Nevada governor. KUNR contributor Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent explains.
Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo's gubernatorial campaign only began airing its first television ads of the primary in late April. But over the past several months, ads boosting Lombardo and attacking his GOP primary rivals have been broadcast across the state. The difference? Those earlier ads were produced and paid for by Better Nevada, a PAC taking advantage of loose state campaign finance laws that allow for unlimited donations and spending. While individual donors are subject to a $10,000 per candidate contribution limit per cycle, PACs in Nevada are allowed to raise and spend unlimited amounts. Governor Steve Sisolak and at least five of his 15 Republican opponents have affiliated or supportive PACs, with many focused on outside political activity or running television and digital advertisements. For KUNR News, I'm Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent.
That story was originally reported by Riley Snyder. Nevada Native tribes will receive nearly $560,000 in historic preservation grants. The state of Nevada is also receiving nearly $360,000. The grants will be used to support cultural heritage through activities like collecting oral histories, along with providing cultural programs and education services. Seven tribes throughout the state were awarded the grants, including the Reno Sparks Indian Colony and the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe in northern Nevada. A new congressional analysis highlights the economic barriers that Native Americans continue to face. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
The report describes multiple entrenched systemic inequities. Native Americans lack equitable access to credit and financing. They confront roadblocks to education and jobs. And indigenous people in the U.S. are facing persistent health disparities intensified by the COVID-19 pandemic. Ryan Nunn is with the Center for Indian Country Development. Some of his research is cited in the report. He says collecting more data is key to tackling these problems.
So, for example, we really don't know very much at all about tribally owned enterprises, which are incredibly important in Indian country because they make up a big share of economic activity in tribal communities and they remit large revenues to tribal governments.
Nunn points to some progress when it comes to federal data collection. For example, the Bureau of Labor Statistics for decades omitted Native Americans from its monthly jobs report. That changed earlier this year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
Some California Republicans think there's a chance this year to unseat appointed Democratic Attorney General Rob Bonta. First, they must hash out which challenger has the best chance. Two Republicans are campaigning in the June 7th primary. The GOP hopes a tough-on-crime message will resonate with voters. The state Republican Party endorsed former federal prosecutor Nathan Hochman. Eric Early is also running as a Republican. He was the lead legal counsel for the unsuccessful effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. And Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert is running in the primary. She gave up her Republican affiliation 4 years ago and is running as an independent. And COVID-19 cases are increasing in most of the country, but it's hard to say how much. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Things have changed a lot since the pandemic started. Notably, more people have at-home COVID tests, and there are vaccines, which significantly reduce the risk of hospitalization. Those are positive signs, but they mean it's a lot harder to tell how much the virus is spreading because many people aren't going into a doctor's office. That uncertainty can be stressful for the immunocompromised or other vulnerable groups. Christine Porter is a public health expert at the University of Wyoming. She recently got COVID-19 herself and says to watch for trends in local data instead of just raw numbers.
Presumably, those are a massive underreporting, but perhaps the rate of increase might be similar, you know, just at a much higher level than those are showing.
For areas with wastewater testing, she says that's one way to see if there's more COVID-19 in your community right now. However, for those vulnerable to the virus, experts recommend masking and distancing and also talking with a doctor about early treatments if you get infected. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And at KUNR Public Radio, I'm Michelle Rivera.